strong and mighty tower. Amen. One that we can run into. Amen. And know that we are safe. Amen. From the harms of all the things that are around us. We know that we have a Father, a power that's greater than anything that we face. Thank you for coming out tonight. We certainly appreciate you gathering here. We're going to read a few scriptures, just maybe three or four at the most, and then we're going to have a season of prayer. Many of you know that the President has called for today as a national day of prayer, and I respect that. I appreciate that, and I hope people take that serious. I really do, because as already has been said, prayer changes things, and if nothing else works, prayer does work. And let's not only pray for our nation, for the people who are in distress, many are sick, many are afflicted, but let's pray that we will accept the will of God. Amen. And not try to change the will of God. And because we don't understand. We don't understand. We don't know how He works and what He works. And how, but we do know He's going to get honor and glory from everything that's done. And we know that we're just here temporary. Everybody understands that, right? We got a better place to go to. It's going to be a lot better and a lot nicer. And I don't want to speed him up by any means, but I do want to know that I'm ready, regardless of what happens in this world. And only this is the taste of things that we've heard all of our life, how things that can transpire in just almost a few months, how things can turn from the freedom to go and do as you please and whatever to a place of maybe being quarantined or even under guard. We're hearing all kind of things like that, not trying to panic anybody at all. But when you see these things come to pass, as we said this morning, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. So we're going to be praying tonight, not only one for another. And what we can do, what we honestly can do as we pray, let's don't continue to sow the seeds of panic that the world is sowing. Amen. Let's speak comfortably. Let's speak confidently in the word of the Lord. This opens up an absolute opportunity, a wonderful opportunity to testify and witness to people, especially those who don't know anything about the Bible, or as far as they're concerned, this whole thing's from outer space or something. But when we begin to share with them things that are going to transpire in this world, but understand that we have a God that's going to protect us and keep us safe and give us a better place. So we can do that. We can pray. We can seek God. We can live and operate by faith, but we can also spread calmness and throughout the world too to people that we talk to, and just try to tone everything down a little bit and encourage them. Well, if I was really, really, really that concerned, I think I would be in church or get with a body of people that believe in Christ, because I believe that's the safest place that we can possibly be, upholding one another in prayer. I want to read all of these are very familiar scriptures and all, but I want to come to this book of 2 Chronicles, and most of you have heard this for time and time again. But it said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will hear their land. Amen. I thank God for that. And then we're going to go to Philippians chapter number 4 and verses 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Matthew chapter number 18, verses 19 and 20. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Finally, in James chapter number 5, and we quote this one quite a bit, verses 13 through 15. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church,
and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he hath committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him. Tonight, as we pray, I want us to, as we take our prayer request tonight, I thought about getting the easel, and I couldn't find it, and was going to write the names down, and just as a remembrance so that we could pray tonight, but God knows the names and the situation, so what I'm going to ask you to do, if you have a name or a situation, just call out the name as we raise our hands, and we're going to be praying for those, and we're going to be praying for our nation. We're going to be praying one for another. Our communities has already been mentioned, the health providers, the peace officers. This is involving everybody. And if one thing this can possibly do, and we need this probably more than any time in my lifetime, maybe somehow, some way, it'll bring the country together. It's been too much division, too much squabbling, too much quarreling, amen, over things that are of the world. We need to come together as a people. We need to come together as a church. We need to come together as a body of Christ, uphold one another, and pray for one another. So would anybody, you can just call out a first name, or if it's a situation, just whatever you want to ask a request of tonight, and then we're going to all just maybe come around the altar and pray tonight. Anybody with a prayer request tonight? Just a name or?
Everybody.
All right. Anyone else?
The court protester.
Sister Michelle? Okay. Amen. God knows them all, everyone by name. He knows each and every one. Any other names? Any other prayer request situations? Sister Elaine?
Vicki Gleason.
Okay. Sister Linda? Okay. Sister Wendy, did you have one? Brother Kevin?
Jason.
Okay. Anyone else? Sister Virginia? April and family. Okay. Sister Karen? Okay. Anyone else? Rostam tonight? Kevin? Anybody else?
My family and children.
Family and children. Amen.
My family.
Brother Tom? Absolutely. Amen. God is a God that can reach all over the world. Amen. All right. I'm sorry, Brother Jim.
Brother Eddie, I would like to remember all of our men and women who are in their service as all armed forces.
Amen. And absolutely. Sister Macy. Okay. Brother Chris. Yeah, a lot. All of the unlost, all of the unsaved people, and that maybe this will cause them to seek God in their life. And you know, if it is a disaster or whatever, you know, we have stood some storms in our lifetime before, and God can bring us through. But the main thing is to know God, and to know Him intimately has already been discussed tonight. And if somehow people get saved out of this, then we say, thank God. Thank God. Whatever it takes, amen, to save the lost. Anyone else?
Remember the health care workers.
Amen. All the health care workers. And they're having to work. They don't have the luxury of taking off. They have to be there for the sick that come in. Brother Jeff. Okay. Anyone else?
Okay.
It's going to change our lifestyle for a while. I mean, we've pretty much been spoiled to do and come and whatever we want to do, and there's going to be some restrictions. There's going to be some things that we're not that we won't feel comfortable about doing. But you know, there's a scripture that talks about the armor, putting on the full armor of God, and we can do that too, and do the natural good sense things that the medical profession tells us to do too, and season that with faith. Amen. Anybody else? No.
Right.
Right.
But they just, it happened so quickly.
Sure. I do have the utmost faith in God. And I do have faith in the American people. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times it's like a family. You can crumble and grumble and quarrel and fuss and all. But when devastation, that family comes together. And I can see that. I can see it in communities. I can hear a little bit about it. I've on some of the Facebook things, this doctor from Britain, he's got I don't know how many hits that have, and all he's doing is going step by step and telling us how to adequately wash our hands, and it's gone viral. So that's what I'm saying. We can step in, and he's so calm. It's not that panic-stricken pandemonium thing that's going on, but he's calm, and he's telling folks, this is what we can do with our children. This is what we can do with our family members. This is what we can do with our cohorts at work when they come in just wringing their hands in panic. You know, we can ease them down and speak comfortably to them. And I think this is something that the church needs to rise up and take its rightful place and not spread fear and panic, but spread faith in God. And you know what? You may even be asked to pray for somebody. Be willing to do that on the site. And I know, because when I was in the bread business and we went through 9/11 and we went through Y2K, and we went through, some man predicted some September that the Lord was coming back, and out people was panicking and doing everything, you know, and I was telling, you know what, that's not Bible. No man knows the day or the hour, but you know what, I would live every day like it was going to be today. Amen. Then you won't have to worry. And but the thing about it, when things settle down and people find out, you know, the world's not coming to an end, they go back, so many of them, to their daily routines. And I want to be ready. I want to stay close to the Lord, as we were talking about this morning. I want to be as close to the Lord as I possibly can. And something like this makes me draw closer to the Lord, then so be it. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? I said you could come around. I don't want to, you know, if you're more comfortable praying there, then by all means. But if you want to come into the altar and pray, that's fine too. And, you know, I know we can't, unless, if you got a photographic memory and you can remember all those names, then you're very blessed. But God knows. As we verbally express those names tonight, God knows each and every name. So would you rise? Would those of you who want to come around the altar, feel free to do so. If you want to pray where you are, that's fine as well. And we're going to pray, and we're just going to ask God to intercede and to bless our church here. And then not only as we pray for others, bless our church family here too as well. Glory to God. Praise you.
Dear gracious heavenly
Lord, what an honor and privilege it is to come before you with prayer and thanksgiving. Father, we pray one for another. God, we pray for our families, our church. God, we pray, Lord, that you would intercede on behalf of so much sickness and so much affliction. Help us to put our faith and trust in you, Lord, and know, God, that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask for faith. Father, by faith, we're reaching out to you tonight. God, I'm praying for our nation. I'm praying for our leaders. God, our people who work in the medical field, God, that you would protect them and strengthen them, God, as they work these terrible hours. God, I pray, Lord, that you would bless those who are in uniform tonight, God, whether it be in military or our police or our firemen. God, I pray that you would just put a hedge of protection around them. God, our children tonight, our precious little children, God, some don't even realize what's going on and what's transpiring. But God, I pray that you would give them peace and peace of mind. God, and let guardian angels just encamp around about them, Lord, to protect them, to keep them safe, girls, from this terrible infection that's coming on the world tonight. God, we know, Lord, that you can speak it right now and rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, that we would have a shield of faith to ward off the fiery darts of Satan. God, those things that are transpiring now, right before our eyes, the world is changing. It's changing tremendously, day
by day, Lord, but help us to have our faith not to waver, God. We know that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, God, and that's where our faith stands. That's where our trust is, and our hope is in you, Lord. And I pray, God, for your protection over this church. I pray for your protection over our children and over our families, God, over our city, Lord, and our nation. God, I pray, Lord, that you would just have your will and way. God, and I pray that there will be a revival that comes out of this, Lord, that lost souls, God, will turn to you, Lord, with a repentant and broken spirit, God, that comes of you, Lord, in the knowledge of Christ, to receive you, Lord, into their heart and into their life. God, I pray that you would give us wisdom and knowledge, God, Lord, to be able to do the things for our families and ourselves, God, that you would be pleased with us. Help us, Lord, God, as we steady the storm, God, and try to endure the things that are happening, God, and we'll love you and we praise you. Because we know that without you, we're nothing, but with you, all things are possible, God, and we thank you for that privilege. We thank you for that honor. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, God. Tonight, grace will see us through. We know that your grace is sufficient, God, over the perils of this life. God, over the turmoil, God, all the things that are happening, God, we thank you, Lord, that we can count on you. God, that we can lean on you and trust in you, Lord. What a blessing, what a wonderful blessing it is, God, to know that you have to have you, Lord, in our lives. God, we just want to thank you. We want to love you tonight, God, and praise you for all that you're doing, God. Lord, and I pray, God, that you would just strengthen us, Lord. Strengthen us in the name of Jesus Christ. God, put up a shield of faith and let you try to tell us your protection, God. We know that you know what it takes. God, we hear you all from your arms and glory. What a privilege it is to come before your presence one another, God. We thank you. We thank you. We love you. You're so wonderful. You're so great, Lord.
Praise your name. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank you. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are. praise, God. Before we dismiss tonight, and I was just, as I was praying, we read the scripture, anoint with oil, pray the prayer of faith. If you would like to, if you just want to form a line tonight, and we're going to ask our ministers to come forward, and just in the name of Jesus, whether you're sick or not, or we're just going to anoint you that sickness won't come on you. And you feel free, if you want to walk through this line, we're just going to ask our ministers.
tried to drown till the fires were found and fed them to the lion. Oh, the victors always came in time and saved and lost again. The church goes on, to soon go home on the battle we will win. Upon this rock,
upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against thee.
Go Satan, try,
tear it down, his church, and then praise God as heaven
in the Word of God so many times before. The Lord said he would heal the church, that he would be known. All the Satan's down, that he would put a stop. But he never has and he never will. God's church will always stand.
Upon this rock,
I build my church,
and the gates of hell shall not prevail against thee.
The Satan tries to tear me down.
This church, amen, praise God, is heaven bound.
Thank you. Karen, Tony, and Kevin. All right. Praise God.
She's sitting with me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How precious the Lord is to us. Thank you for coming tonight. May God bless you. Continue to keep you safe. We thank each and every one of you. I feel such a mighty anointing of the presence of God tonight. As we have prayed one for another, let's take this into our workplaces, into our places of our neighborhoods, and pray one for another. Amen. And amen. We will overcome. Through God, through faith in our Lord. With this prayer, we'll be dismissed. Thank you again. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, God, for your love, for your amazing grace. God, and we know, Lord, that your power is real, and we thank you for that. For those who have been prayed for those who came forward tonight, God, we go ahead and claim it by faith, God, that you've touched and anointed and made a way for us. Ask you to continue to bless our nation, bless those, Lord, who are in harm's way, those who are working tirelessly now. God, I pray that you would give them strength. Every person that is here tonight, I pray, God, for their extended family, Lord, and especially for those that don't know you. I pray, God, that this will be an awakening, God, that they will most naturally accept you into their life. And Father, we pray right now that you would keep us safe, lead us and guide us. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful evening. Amen. And be safe.